At 6:06, we have 44 degrees, cloudy skies in Louisville as Wacky takes you back to the week ending February the 28th, 1973 on this week's edition of 4th Street Countdown, beginning tonight with song number 30. 9 minutes past 6 o'clock at WAKY. Leonard Yates, welcome to 4th Street Countdown. Tonight, back 11 years, just the week ending February the 28th, 73. Not too far back as far as 4th Street Countdown shows go. And Al Green's Silky Soul Sound doing very well in the early 1970s. We have some special things for you, as always, on 4th Street Countdown. We'll be running down the wacky DJs who were in town. We'll be also mentioning some of the concerts that were around town early in the year 1973. And we'll also look at the wacky big track albums and the hit bounds from 11 years ago today in Louisville. So stick around right here at your station for music and fun. You can still call us wacky. Brownsville Station at Wacky Radio, 13 past 6 o'clock, Let Your Yeah Be Yeah. There was a group that was doing much better locally than nationally. Song made it to the 50s nationally, debuting at number 29 11 years ago today in Louisville. Well, we've got lots of time left on 4th Street tonight. Our feature following the number one record this week will be the Best of Little Richard. So we'll be going back for some 50s rock and roll in a big way after that number one record tonight. And we've got lots more good songs tonight. No Louisville artists on the countdown tonight. A couple of records that were doing much better locally than nationally, like Brownsville Station. A lot of silky soul music out in the early 1970s, like song number 28.
79.
The reggae sounds of Johnny Nash and Stir It Up. That was number 27 11 years ago today in Louisville, up from 28. Follow up to I Can See Clearly Now by him. Before that, you heard the Stylistics and Make Up to Break Up. Or Break Up is to Make Up, whatever. Song 28, debuting in Louisville 11 years ago today. And we've got lots of music and fun for you on 4th Street Countdown tonight with Leonard Yates. Let's run down the wacky hit bounds. We have a rather long countdown in terms of time tonight. These songs were fairly long back in 1973, so we didn't have time to play a hit bound. They were Funky Worm, the Ohio Players. How Can I Tell You, Travis Womack. Delta Queen, Don Farden, and Sing, the Carpenters. Four wacky hit bounds. There is a list of wacky big track albums we're going to cover a little bit later. Looks to be about 9 or 10 of them. A long list of those 11 years ago this week in Louisville. And then stick around following the number one song tonight, our feature, The Best of Little Richard. We'll be rocking and rolling in the 8 to 9 o'clock hour on 4th Street tonight.
For the first time on Network.
Marvin Gaye, Trouble Man. That was song number 26 in Louisville 11 years ago today. On the Wacky Big Hits in Kentucky at a survey. They called it back in 1973. Well, looking back to 1973, can you believe an album listed for just $4.98 or $5.98? Now it's, what, $8.98, $9.98 today? Just 11 years later, a lot of differences in prices. We'll run down a couple of concerts that were in town, as well as the wacky DJs who were at the Super 79 11 years ago today when this song was number 25 on Wacky. At 6:31, we're Wacky, W-A-K-Y, Louisville. Four seven at WAKY. You're with Leonard on 4th Street Countdown with Ann Murray, and that was Danny's song at number 24, up from 29. A big breakthrough record for her. Back in 70, she hit Snowbird. She made the charts several times in between, but never the blockbuster hit to Danny's song came along. What was that? A Loggins and Messina song, I believe, that she covered in 1973. Well, we've got one of the longest records we've heard in a long time on 4th Street Countdown coming up next. Also, we'll run down the wacky big track albums for you right after this on WAKY.
Trenton, New Jersey.
Well, the wacky big track albums 11 years ago today in Louisville included Don't Shoot Me, I'm Just the Piano Player, Elton John, No Secrets, Carly Simon. We've already heard You're So Vain from that album. Catch a Bullet 4, Cat Stevens, Chicago 5, of course, Chicago. The World is a Ghetto by War. I love the way they abbreviate these titles, just The World. But the title's The World is a Ghetto. You're kind of left on your own to fake these. Summer Breeze, Seals and Crofts, The Seventh Soldier and the Moody Blues, Divine Mrs. M, Bette Midler, Deliverance, the soundtrack, More Hot Rocks, the second volume of the Rolling Stones' greatest hits. Now, this Led Zeppelin album was not on the countdown yet. but the single was doing very well. Well, single. Let's say the song was doing very well, never released as a commercial single. Stairway to Heaven at number 23, 11 years ago today in Louisville.
And she's buying a stairway to heaven.
Led Zeppelin from their fourth album, Stairway to Heaven. That was number 23 at Wacky 11 years ago. You're on 4th Street with Leonard Yates. Wednesday, March the 7th will be Wacky Night as the Louisville Catbirds take on the Ohio Mixers at Louisville Gardens. You can listen for your chance to win 6 free tickets from your friends right here at WAKY. Love Jones, A Brighter Side of Darkness, number 22 in Louisville 11 years ago, the week ending February the 28th, 1973. As you're with Leonard on 4th Street Countdown, playing back all the hits. We're on the Wacky's Big Hits in Kentucky and a survey 11 years ago today. Well, coming up, we have a song that had an old sound to it. And I mean old. I mean way back old sound. We're talking about a 1920s sound, almost a Rudy Valley type of a touch to it. That song will be coming up next on 4th Street.
The Gum.
Hurricane Smith, though, Babe, What Would You Say? Gentlemen had one small follow-up to that, then disappeared from the music scene, as so many have done over the years. 8 minutes before 7 with Leonard Yates, right here on 4th Street, countdown at WAKY, where we have the AccuWeather forecast for you. It looks a little bit on the bleak side for the next couple of days. Tonight and tomorrow, we're looking for some windswept rain falling heavily at times. Could be a touch of sleet, perhaps even a little snow mixed in with the low tonight around 40. The high tomorrow near 46, but then Tuesday becoming blustery. Much colder, a few snow flurries. Temperatures mainly in the 30s, so much colder temperatures on the way. Currently cloudy skies, 44 degrees in Louisville as we've climbed up to the number 20 song 11 years ago today in Louisville. The Sweet Little Willie in number 20 in Louisville 11 years ago today. The Sweet would go on to have several major hits later on in the 1970s. As we're up to song number 19, I'm sure you recognize the opening of this one right away. Two and a half past seven at WAKY. Welcome to the second hour of 4th Street Countdown, where your mama don't dance. Kenny Loggins, Jim Messina. That was number 18 dropping from 14 11 years ago today in Louisville. Before that, Elton John's classic Crocodile Rock. That was at number 19. Dropping off from, well, it's very hard to read this. How about from number 16? Sounds good. We still have the top 17 records to go in Louisville from the week ending February the 28th, 1973, following the number one song. Our feature tonight on The Best of Little Richard. Some of the movies that were in town 11 years ago today, The Getaway with Steve McQueen and Ally McGraw, also the classic period movie, Nicholas and Alexandria, beautiful movie, was playing in town this time 11 years ago. Some of those ads used to show up on the back of the old Wacky surveys, as did some of the concert ads, like War had been in town on February the 2nd, along with the Tower of Power down at Convention Center. Cost you a mere, that's Louisville Gardens today, of course, that's a mere $4 in advance, $5 at the door to get in. Or you could have taken in, coming up March 17th, 1973, Mac Davis along with Helen Reddy. That was also scheduled for the old convention center. Well, there was no advance, but tickets were $4 and $5 reserved. So not bad as far as the ticket prices on concerts 11 years ago today in Louisville. Song number 17. Gentlemen had a couple of Louisville hits, national bombs in 1968. A song called Mary and Me did well. Medley of Runaway Just a Little. Then he had a record in the late 1972, early 73. Became a big hit record for him. Something's Wrong with Me. And he followed that with this record. Cisco Kid and War. That was number 16, up from number 20, 11 years ago today in Louisville. It's here with Leonard Yates on 4th Street Countdown. Before that, you heard Austin Roberts, Keep on Singing. That was a much bigger record locally than nationally, around number 50 on the national charts, number 17 up from 30 in Louisville, exactly 11 years ago today in Louisville. We still have the top 15 hits to go, and following the number one record tonight on 4th Street, our feature, The Best of Little Richard, one of the greatest of all the 50s rock and rollers. We'll still be running down the Wacky DJs who were in town 11 years ago today. Had a really strong lineup of DJs also. I think you'll be interested in hearing that somewhere around the time we hit the top 10 tonight. And right now, the song that was in the number 15 spot, a group that was known for kind of a fusion of old rock and jazz sound in the 70s. This one of their early hits. Walter Becker, along with Donald Fagen, recording a Steely Dan, their first national top 10 record, doing very well locally. That was in at number 15 in Louisville 11 years ago today. As we're now looking at Diodato, also Sprock, 2001, song number 14 for the week ending February the 28th, 1973, at Wacky. Past 7 at WAKY. You're with Leonard Yates on 4th Street Countdown and playing back Wacky's Big Hits in Kentuckiana for the week ending February the 28th, 1973. This week, Diodato's 2001. At 14, you really, now you identify that so much with the Elvis concerts in the 70s. I can remember seeing those in the opening of that, but Diodato, the big hit of it back in 73. Coming up in the number 13 spot. This originally was the B-side of a record, a couple of records earlier. Company decided, hey, you know, this got some good response. Let's try it, as the A-side became one of his biggest hit records. In other words, when it's over, it's over. Don't expect me to be your friend. Lobo, that was in at number 13, as I mentioned. Originally the B-side of one of his records. They released it as the A-side. Became one of three top 10 national hits for Lobo back in early 1973. You're with Leonard on 4th Street Countdown. We have 43 degrees, cloudy skies, rain on the way, along with colder temperatures. Coming up, the complete AccuWeather details between now and 8 o'clock at the Super 79, the one from music and fun. And song number 12, 11 years ago today. It's 7:30, and you're listening to 4th Street Countdown on your station for music and fun. We're Wacky, W-A-K-Y, Louisville. 26 before 8 at W-A-K-Y. You're with Leonard Yates on 4th Street Countdown with, well, they called themselves the Blue Ridge Rangers. Actually, it's a one-man group. John Fogerty, formerly of Creedence Clearwater Revival, there with an old Hank Williams standard, Jambalaya, doing quite well at number 11 in Louisville. In fact, it was dropping from number 5 11 years ago today, the week ending February the 28th, 1973. Before that, you heard, how about Stevie Wonder? Classic song for him, too, Superstition. That was dropping out of the top 10. Number 8 down to number 12 at Wacky. Let's run down the Wacky DJs who were in town 11 years ago today. Let's see. We had Bill Bailey, Jay O'Brien, Johnny Randolph, the program director, Gary Burbank, Lee Masters, John W. Dude Walker. Kevin McCarthy was doing some work around town, and the weekend warrior, Steve Cook, was here weekends for you at the Super 79. 11 years ago today. Doesn't seem possible. You know, some of the older surveys seem like, well, yeah, it should be that long ago, but these songs 11 years ago, remember the group that wanted to get on the cover of Rolling Stone? They did it with this song. They're coming up in just a moment on 4th Street.
Beautiful.
Well, they were known as Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show back in 1973. More recently known just as Dr. Hook. Number 10, the cover of Rolling Stone, and they finally did make the cover of Rolling Stone, I think twice, eventually in their career. I know it was more than once, anyway, but that song certainly propelled them toward that esteemed position. 9 more to go on the Countdown segment tonight on 4th Street Countdown, following the number 1 record. Well, it'll be the best of Little Richard tonight, as we'll be playing some of the great rock and roll classics out of the 50s, and, as usual, we'll probably find a little hit national bomb to sneak in for you as well with Little Richard. You know, Lizzie's still looking for morning birthday calls to make, and if you know someone that you'd like to hear their birthday aired here at WAKY, you can send a postcard or letter with the person's name, address, phone number, birth date, age, and time to call or announce. You can send that all to Lizzie's Birthdays, care of WAKY Radio, 558 4th Avenue, Louisville, Kentucky, 40202, and she'd like 2 weeks' notice, if possible, on her birthday calls. Fun feature here at the Super 79.
79.
Right now I feel so good.
Spinners, Could It Be I'm Falling in Love? That was song number 9 in Louisville. 11 years ago today, as you're with Leonard on 4th Street Countdown. Song number 8 is about as close to a Louisville hit national bomb we'll get from 11 years ago. Very minor national hit. Top 10 for this group. See if you remember. So some party music for a Sunday night. Yeah, that was Rare Earth. One of their last national hit records, and, well, we use that term loosely, number 93 nationally, number 8 going up still in Louisville from number 9 11 years ago today. Of course, their biggest record was a version of the old Temptations hit Get Ready. And Rare Earth was kind of a breakthrough group, kind of a soul rock sound. They were one of the first really white groups to record for Motown Records. Had their own label name, Rare Earth Records, but it was distributed by Motown. And they cut a lot of Motown music. Like, their second biggest hit was another Temptations, originally a Temptations song called I Know I'm Losing You. But they had a distinctive sound, very big in concert and on the charts locally back in the early 1970s. As we'll be ready for song number 7, turning it to the mellow side of Top 40 Radio in 1973, coming up next on 4th Street. Edward Baird, it's the last song. That was song number 7 in Louisville 11 years ago today as you're listening to 4th Street Countdown with Leonard Yates on a Sunday night right here at WAKY 8 before 8. And the AccuWeather forecast, not looking so good, actually. Calling for some rain later on tonight. In fact, they call it windswept rain. That's a tongue twister if you don't watch out. In fact, it could turn to some heavy rain later on tonight. There could be some sleet, even some snow mixed in with this. The low tonight near 40. The high tomorrow around 46. Tuesday, blustery, much colder. Still some showers turning probably to some snow flurries. Temperatures mainly in the 30s for Tuesday, so I guess we have to like what we have right now. 43 degrees, cloudy skies in Louisville as we're ready for song number 6. And remember, after our number 1 record tonight, our feature this week on 4th Street will be the best of Little Richard, so we're going to have some heavy, and I do mean heavy, rock and roll for you later on tonight on 4th Street. Three Dog Night, Pieces of April, the number 6 record in Louisville 11 years ago today, the week ending February the 28th, 1973, as you're at Wacky Radio at 3 before 8 with Leonard Yates on 4th Street Countdown, heading for song number 5, some great Philadelphia soul. Minutes past 8 o'clock at WAKY. You're in the third hour of 4th Street Countdown with Leonard Yates on a Sunday here at Wacky. And do you remember the original of that, James Shepherd, right? Along with Shep and the Limelights back to 1961. Well, do you remember who was doing that version? Michael's brother, Jermaine Jackson, had some solo records, as well as Michael, out of the Jackson 5 in the early 1970s, going solo but still working with the group at the same time. Before that, the OJ's big record for them, Love Train, that was in at number 5, which means we still have the top 3 hits to go from the week ending February the 28th, 1973, and then we're going to do some old-time rock and roll here on 4th Street as we listen to the best of Little Richard following the number 1 record tonight. Some movie music for you next on 4th Street. Singing my life with his words. 11 past 8 at WAKY with Leonard Yates on 4th Street Countdown, the number 2 record with Roberta Flack. And that was Killing Me Softly with his song, a number 1 national hit for her. Let's see here. Other ones, Feel Like Making Love, and First Time Ever I Saw Your Face, also number 1 records nationally, but just number 2 up from number 4 in Louisville 11 years ago today. Before that, the number 3 song was dropping off from number 1, Dueling Banjos, Deliverance, from the motion picture of the same name, which means we're ready for our number 1 record tonight on 4th Street. Following that, we're going to really do some 50s for the most part, rock and roll with Little Richard on the best of Little Richard, our feature tonight on 4th Street. Let's see, intro to the number 1 song tonight. Well, this group's been around for a long time, a family group. Contains a sister, a brother, some cousins. They actually started, I think, in the Atlanta area. They recorded for several different labels early in their career. First big record was listed under just the name of the group, called a song called Every Beat of My Heart back in 1961. Does that give you enough clue? Because here it comes, the number 1 record in Louisville 11 years ago today. Goodbye. Past 8 at Wacky. You just heard the number 1 song in Louisville 11 years ago today, the week ending February the 28th, 1973. Neither one of us. Gladys Knight and the Pips doing very well. Only made number 2 nationally with that, but number 1 in Louisville as we're ready to, well, just do a little heavy old rock and roll out of the 50s with Richard Pettiman coming up on our 4th Street special tonight. Little Richard started his career, he was from Macon, Georgia, I believe, and Little Richard had 2 label affiliations, I think, before he hit the big time with Specialty Records, which was a small independent R&B label out in Los Angeles, California. Little Richard actually started his recording career with RCA Records, yeah, the big giant of the industry. Cut a couple of songs for them in the early 1950s, 53, 54 era, before moving on to Houston. I think the Peacock label down there, another very established R&B label for the times, but things didn't work out so well until come about 1955 in Specialty Records, and we have got the first Little Richard national hit coming up next on 4th Street.
The Gum.
23 past 8 at WAKY. You're with Leonard on 4th Street. Countdown, boy, if you can sit still while that's playing, you must be having ice water running through the veins. Oh, mercy, that's a long, tall Sally. Little Richard's biggest hit out of 1956. And before that, his first hit, Tutti Frutti, out of 1955. And we've got the rock and roll coming between now and 9 o'clock on 4th Street Countdown. We'll keep the Little Richard music rolling. Our 4th Street feature tonight. Going to have the third Little Richard hit. We won't play them all the way in chronological order, but the third Little Richard hit will be coming up next on 4th Street. 26 past 8 of Wacky Radio with Leonard on 4th Street Countdown. Rip it up out of 1956. Little Richard's best year in the music business was 1956. Say, we've got a really interesting Little Richard cut coming up next out of 1959. Going to jump a couple of more good years for Little Richard. 59, Little Richard wasn't doing quite so well in the business. In fact, he was about to give it up for a few years as the result of a little incident that happened on an airplane back, I think, in around late 1959 or early 1960. The plane lost quite a bit of altitude, and Little Richard made the statement that if everything went all right and the plane did not crash, that he would give up the music business. At least that's how the story went. Well, anyway, he did for quite a while, and periodically during his career he's made comebacks. But all that brings us back to this song, which you may recall the Beatles recorded a version of this on their second album in America in 1964. And everybody said, where did they get the arrangement of this? We're talking about Kansas City. Now, most people remember the Wilbert Harrison version in 1959, came out about spring, May of that year. Well, Little Richard also had a version of that classic Lieber Stoller song, completely different arrangement. And when the Beatles recorded the song, they did not use the more familiar version that Wilbert Harrison used, but see if you recognize the Beatles version of Kansas City in the Little Richard arrangement, Very Matter national hit back in May of 1959. You're listening to 4th Street Countdown with Leonard Yates right here on your station for music and fun. We're Wacky, W-A-K-Y, Louisville. 27 past 9 at WAKY. You're with Leonard on 4th Street Countdown and playing the best of Little Richard tonight. Had an interesting call just a minute ago. Listener wanted to hear kind of a slow, sad song. And the problem is, when you do a feature on Little Richard, you haven't got any slow, sad songs. Little Richard's third biggest hit, 57. You know, I think we've awakened the whole town tonight playing our Little Richard feature. The phone just suddenly lit up like Christmas trees. Yes, there are a few Little Richard slow songs, but they weren't hit records, okay? And, of course, we're trying to stay with some fairly familiar Little Richard music tonight, and he had a lot of them, about 20 chart records nationally. Now, Bama Lama Lama Loo, you just heard, was a national chart record. Although a very minor national hit, it did do well, making it to the top 30 locally in 1964, one of Little Richard's periodic comebacks. Before that, you heard Jenny Jenny, top 10 out of the late 50s. Well, we've got one of Little Richard's classic tunes coming up next. This one, well, he didn't have too many songs with names in them, but this one, really, two of his biggest hits did. And this is one of those coming up next on 4th Street. Before 9 at Wacky with Leonard Yates on 4th Street Countdown as we're heading toward 9 o'clock Mutual News, followed by Silent Sam Seberg and Lucille out of 57. Mentioned a couple of name tunes big for Little Richard, and name tunes have always been very popular when we've done them as 4th Street features. So why not Little Richard's last top 10 record? 1958 was the year he last cracked the top 10. He still made the chart quite a few times after that, but not the top 10 nationally. And it was a name tune. Remember Molly? Little Richard's second biggest all-time national pop hit. Oh, my goodness. Keep a knocking. Before that, his fourth biggest all-time hit. And that was Good Golly Miss Molly. As you're with Leonard Yates, 4th Street Countdown, rocking our way up to 9 o'clock tonight. 14 before the hour. Let's take a look at that AccuWeather forecast. Looking for some colder weather coming in. In fact, this evening we're expecting some wind, some rain, so they call it windswept rain here on the AccuWeather forecast. Turning heavier later on tonight, there could be a touch of some sleet and snow mixed in this, but the low tonight just near 40, the high tomorrow 46, more showers. And for Tuesday, as the storm continues, it will be blustery, much colder, a chance of some snow flurries mixed into this. The high on Tuesday only in the 30s, so I guess we'll take our 42 degrees, cloudy skies, as we've got about 13 more minutes of Little Richard music tonight on 4th Street. As we play a Louisville hit national bomb, we like to do this on 4th Street. This one from Little Richard, of course, out of 1962, made it up to, about number 30 on the countdowns locally. But if you were into music in 1962 in Louisville, I'm sure you remember this record. Before 9 o'clock on 4th Street Countdown with Leonard Yates right here at WAKY. And, yeah, he got what he wanted. He lost what he had. That was after Little Richard made a comeback after being in the ministry, decided to try his hand at singing again in 1962. And I think you can tell the difference in his style. A lot more polished style, a lot more horns. It's a little bit slicker sound than the late 50s Little Richard music, like one coming up from 1958 next. As we rock our way toward 9 o'clock to get out of here tonight for Mutual News.
Oh, my soul.
Oh, my soul, out of 1958 for Little Richard, as we're at about 8 minutes before 9 o'clock in Wacky Radio with Leonard, as we're heading down the line with the flip side of a 1956 Little Richard classic. We heard Long Tall Sally earlier. The B-side also was a major hit for Little Richard.
79, Wacky Radio, Boss Radio.
It's 5 before 9 at Wacky Radio. You're on 4th Street Countdown with Leonard Yates as we're heading toward Mutual News at 9 and heading out with a good old rock and roll, Little Richard. This is a Louisville hit national bomb out of 1962. I think this was recorded earlier, but the label released it in 62. As we're ready to roll on.
79, Wacky Radio.
The all-American sound.
There's a little old man.
Yeah, I got it. Little Richard from 62, a Louisville hit national bomb. As we're about to wrap up 4th Street Countdown tonight, our feature, the best of Little Richard. Got time for one more. Another flip side that did well around 1957 coming up. It's Ready Teddy. But first, want to tell you, as always, thanks for listening to 4th Street Countdown. Hope you've enjoyed it. It's been fun for me tonight. As Mutual News at 9, Silent Sam Seberg playing the oldies all night for you here at the Super 79. Have a pleasant good evening with Wacky.
Ready, set, go, man, go. I got